Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
With the 6th pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Washington Wizards select Trey Johnson from the University of Texas.
Trey Johnson.
With the 21st pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Utah Jazz select Will Riley from Kitchener, Canada, and the University of Illinois.
All right, and again, that pick went to the Washington Wizards in a pick swap at 18 with Thurman from Florida being picked by the Wizards and ultimately traded. Again, you know, you have to remember there's so many moving parts on draft night, so we kind of knew that once the Wizards made that trade at 18. And again, I for one, I'm not questioning whether that dude's a bulldog. That guy's a bulldog. But I am questioning how high-end the talent is. And if that makes me wrong, you know, then I'll wear it. I'll wear it. Look, I think if you told me, right, I keep saying Thurman, Clayton Jr., I'm sorry, I'm thinking about somebody else, Clayton Jr., if you told me that the Wizards wound up with Clayton Jr., I'd say, okay, usable piece. Maybe he's going to be one of these guys that can contribute and can be a piece, maybe a depth piece. I don't see Walter Clayton Jr. being, and again, maybe I'm going to be wrong. I don't see him being like a sharpshooter or a guy that's going to consistently light it up in the NBA. I just don't. And again, maybe I'm wrong. He absolutely has experience and potential and can help. But I really, really, really feel like Walter Clayton Jr., number one, the Wizards probably had enough there. With, again, Trey Johnson kind of being a big reason why, and for now, C.J. McCollum, and we know the rest of it. But also, it got you three extra pieces, in addition to the exchange of number 21 and number 18. It got you three extra pieces. And what I mean by that is, they get the number 21 overall pick. They got a better player, in my opinion, a much better player, in my opinion, or a player with a much higher ceiling. And then number on top of that, they get back into the second round at 43, because remember, they had traded 40. And then you get two movable chips, if you will, that can be packaged into trades, as we see all the time, right? How many Second round picks did Houston trade to Phoenix as part of the Kevin Durant trade? Four? I think it was four. Maybe it was five. Second round picks are always, always traded and in bunches down the line and down for years as movable pieces, chips, to complete trades and player acquisitions. So, again, if I think they got the better player and the higher end potential than Clayton Jr., and again, I'm willing to admit that Will Riley, maybe he's not going to be as explosive in the NBA as what I saw on tape and the highlight reels and what I've studied so far. I'm willing to admit that maybe he struggles as he, in the first couple of years, as he develops. Maybe it never comes to fruition. And I'll wear that and I'll say, hey, you know what? I was wrong. But even if that happens, the Wizards still cleaned up at the window in that trade. They really did. Think about it. Utah's not going anywhere, right? Utah was terrible, too. Berenger goes one pick before to Minnesota. That may have been the Wizards' pick. And when that happened, maybe they said, you know what? Let's make the deal. But again, in getting Riley, who I think is the better player than if you just look at the pick that they made and where everybody's going, I think Riley's better than Clayton. I think Riley's much a much better fit because he's not just – see, when I think of Clayton Jr., I don't think of a – and maybe I'm missing something here, but I don't think of a guy that can create his own shot and drive to the lane and do the things that I've seen Riley do. And maybe I'm forgetting, so I'll willingly admit that I'm maybe missing the boat, but –
Well, Art Clayton had a great NCAA tournament.
He did, but he's more of a shooter, right?
Yeah, but he kind of does it with the ball in his hand. I would kind of – a lot of people were comparing – this is not just me talking. Steph is a great, but a lot of people were looking at what he did and comparing it to Steph Curry in that NCAA tournament run where it was, yeah, he's known as a shooter, but he can create that shot and is a shooter. So it wasn't just – him catching and shooting, so to speak. Yeah,
no, I should be clear. I don't mean that he can't create his own shot, but when I'm comparing, say, Riley to Clayton, what I saw in Riley was a guy with a great drive, with the equal ability left and right hand to bend, twist, manipulate in the paint, in traffic, in tight windows, to get his shot off, to spin at the top of the perimeter. I saw him a couple of times, man, where he just takes a guy off the dribble but uses a spin move to create the separation and to create the drive-by lane. Maybe I'm wrong and maybe I don't remember enough of what Walter Clayton. I don't remember that as being a big-time part of his skill set. Not to mention, okay, just for instance, Clayton is listed as 6'3", which probably means he's 6'2". Riley is 6'8", and again, depending on who you listen to, with shoes, they say he plays 6'9", 6'9", and a half. So right there, you're getting, not that, again, height always matters, but you're getting 5 extra inches, you would, on the surface, right, of athlete and high-end potential. I think, again, if you didn't go out and make the trade for C.J. McCollum, if you didn't go out and draft Trey Johnson at number 6, then you can make a better argument for Walter Clayton with the Wizards. To me, though, Walter Clayton, probably his best, maybe like as I envision his career, and this is a valuable piece, right? Could be a 6-man type off the bench to give you a little electric and a little instant offense, right? I think that could be like his role. And Riley, I think, can also provide that. But the difference that I'm trying to get at is I think Riley can do a lot more all-around game stuff than Clayton can. At least that's the way I see it. Now, Clayton's probably a better leader, a better winner, a more savvy veteran, all of that. Riley's going to have some growing pains. He's 19 years old? I mean, he should be a high school senior, for God's sakes. You know? So maybe, again, I'm missing something here. As always, there is ambiguity and a gray area where a guy can either grow and flourish or where a guy can basically hit the skids. But from what I understand, hard worker, gym rat, guy that has boundless potential, And I just wonder, man, if the Wizards hit a pool of gold here. And again, I'm not trying to be irresponsible by saying I know how it's going to turn out, but usually, like, I would have been very uninspired if Clayton Jr. was the pick. If Traore from France, who went the next pick to Brooklyn, was the pick. If his teammate at Illinois, Yakachunas, was the pick, who went two spots later, or two spots after the Wizards' original pick at 18 to Miami. I think those players can be good players. I don't know if they have the special that I'm seeing in Riley's game. So, again, if I'm wrong in a couple years, I'll raise my hand and say, boy, I was really expecting more. But I don't think I'm that off. Let's get to this. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, first of all. Let me go through some winners and surprise picks and question marks from ESPN and their experts, right? Jonathan Givony, who is, again, developed into, or at least perceptually, the number one draft insider in the NBA, he gave the biggest winner of round one, the Phoenix Suns, who got Malawach in the deal with Houston at number 10, adding some size, defense, rim protection, all of that, rebounding. Again, a very athletic defense, and you saw him crying as he was picked up. I think, you know, he can play a great 1-2 pick and roll type game with Devin Booker, if Devin Booker is still on the roster, which I think he will be, but don't know, because I don't know how they're going to get rid of Bradley Beal when everybody wants Booker and nobody wants Beal, but whatever. The Miami Heat were given a biggest winner, biggest winner tag. And we just mentioned Yakachunas from Illinois, who is Will Riley's teammate, right? And the reason why they go with him is they say he was the number 11 ranked player on their top 100, and he fell all the way to 20. So naturally, there's some value there. And then they say paired up with Tyler Hero, and, you know, he is a guard that can create his own shot, playmaker, what have you. Then they go into, and this is all Givony. This is biggest surprise of round one. They go Portland Trailblazers at number 16 with the pick of Young Hansen, right? Who was apparently their number 35 player on their board from the Chinese national team, what have you. I don't know enough about him at all. But now you have basically two big men, him and Donovan Klingon, who they took from UConn. And certainly size is going to be their thing, rebounding, defense, what have you. The biggest surprise that Givony had was Ace Bailey going one spot ahead of the Wizards at number 5 to Utah, right? And here's why. Ace Bailey does not want to play in Utah. Ace Bailey wanted to play here, it seemed. Wanted to play elsewhere, maybe in Brooklyn, it seemed. Ace Bailey refused to work out for the Utah Jazz. Apparently privately worked out for Washington. But refused to work out for the Utah Jazz. It's Salt Lake City, which I'm sure, listen, I've only been there once, and honestly, I didn't spend a lot of time there. It's a couple of hours. It's a beautiful city, and that ownership group with the hockey team and the Utah Jazz, it is different than it used to be. But let's be honest. Salt Lake City, Utah, it's cold. It's snowy. It's very religious. It's very different than I'm sure what Ace Bailey is used to. Okay? And there are already, I mean, I saw an interview clip last night with my guy from Infinity Sports Network, Zach Gelb, who asked Ace Bailey, I put it up on my Twitter earlier today, at WrestleMania621, asked him, hey, man, there's been a lot of speculation, da-da-da-da-da. What do you say about now going to Utah? And he gave a bunch of verbal gibberish and never, ever gave you, oh, we have the clip? Okay, great. Why don't we play that clip? We had that. And never gave you a straight answer. Once you listen to this, Ace Bailey, the number 5 overall pick of the Utah Jazz, asked by Zach Gelb of Infinity Sports Network about how he's feeling post-draft now about going to Utah.
Ace, there was a lot of speculation, the build-up in your draft process. You know, you seem pretty happy to me to be going to Utah. Well, what do you say to people that maybe just don't believe that?
I mean, I control what I control, so how they feel. But to my team and me, me focusing on the basketball and them doing what they're doing, so it happens.
What kind of verbal diarrhea is that? He's like, you know, okay. He's like, look, I can't control what others are saying. I can control me. And he's like, me and my team, and I think he's talking about his agent. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Right? Can we play that again? Just I just wanted to clarify if he's indicating like his team as in the Utah Jazz or his team as in his marketing and contract representative.
Hey, to be going to Utah. Well, what do you say to people that maybe just don't believe that?
I mean, I control what I control, so how they feel. But to my team and me, me focusing on the basketball and them doing what they're doing, so it happens.
Yeah, my team and me would indicate it's his agent, who supposedly is a new agent and nobody really knows about. And he said, it's about the basketball. He never said, hey, man, I'd like to go to Utah. No, it's a great... Never once said anything like that. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
And because if he said that, this would be over. Like,
yes.
You wouldn't hear anyone else talk about, like, hey, Ace, like, do you want to be here?
Yeah. Even if it wasn't true. And that was one of the more interesting picks, just from the standpoint of, based on what you heard pre-draft, and based on now what I've heard post-draft, and based on what kind of personality I think Ace Bailey is, I think that's a disaster waiting to happen. Now, Austin Ainge, Danny Ainge's son, right? He's the new president of basketball operations. He interviewed him as part of the NBA draft combine when he was with the Boston Celtics. So he just comes over, right? Scouted him throughout the year, blah, 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 blah. We really like him as a player and a fit in our program. That's great. Everybody likes Ace Bailey as a fit in their program and as a player. Half of it is what kind of person he is, what kind of teammate he is, what kind of pain in the ass behind the scenes he is. And is he going to be miserable in Salt Lake City? And the answer here has to be, hell yeah. He thought, there's no way they're going to pick me at 5. I don't know why he didn't think that, but he thought, oh, okay. No way at 5. Oh, I refuse to work out for them. They're not going to pick me. Well, wait a second, son. You kind of forgot about who you met with at the combine and who's now running the show in Utah and the fact that they need all the help they can get. And now, here's the thing. If Ace Bailey was still on the clock or on the board when the Wizards took Trey Johnson, they probably would have taken Ace Bailey. They probably would have. I don't know that for sure, but they probably would have. Here's the bottom line. When I saw Ace Bailey go off the board, I was already worried about what his personality would be like and how destructive he would be behind the scenes, even when he was happy, allegedly. Now I don't have to worry about it at all, at least for now. I mean, you know, maybe there's a situation where eventually, if Washington really, really had a jonesing for him, where they go out and get him in a trade, and it doesn't have to be right now. It could be a year or two down the line. So for right now, I don't have to worry about Ace Bailey, and neither do you. And you know how this is going to work in Utah. He's going to be miserable. And I would be willing to say there's almost no chance Ace Bailey lasts 3 years. Hell, I would even say 2 years. So I'm thankful that the Wizards didn't go that route. Thankful that the Wizards didn't go that route. Just picking through the rest of this list, Kevin Pelton, who we talked about a lot over the last couple of days, who had an interesting polling, thought the best pick of the night was Carter Bryant to the San Antonio Spurs at number 14. Jeremy Wu, who is part of the ESPN group, said Kaman Malawach to the Suns, who we already described in Gavoni's pick. Also, he said Thomas Sorber, the Georgetown center, at number 15. I talked about this not on this show, but on DC News Now. You can see it tonight with Derek Forrest at around 11 o'clock on DC News Now about Sorber being a great fit because of what they do at Oklahoma City, because of Chet Holmgren, the defense, the wingspan, the athleticism, all of that. So here, Wu goes with Thomas Sorber as being a first-round pick. What was your favorite trade of round one? So they said, Pelton said Atlanta getting the better of Milwaukee and New Orleans, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that. Then Atlanta-New Orleans trade, most significant of the night, what have you, for the Derrick Queen acquisition. Another one said, I think that was it on that. So nobody said the Wizards and Utah, 18 and 21. Again, I think they're sleeping on the acquisition. I think they're sleeping on the player, Will Riley. I think they're sleeping on the fact that the Wizards turned a pick that they didn't even need, quite honestly, or a player that they didn't even need, into what they turned it into. Again, maybe I'm the only one, but I think Will Dawkins and Michael Wenger swung a big stick here and hit a booming home run. That's me. What about you? 301-230-0980. We're going to get off the NBA draft here in a little bit. If you guys don't care, which I don't know how much you care, you know, I do this for a living. This is what I have to do. And we talk about it, and I'm excited, but I understand that the team has won an average of 16 and a half games over the last 2 years, and a lot of people are out on the Wizards. So we will get off of that in just a little bit. We'll get into the RFK mess as we go along right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. 301-230-0980. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. A severe thunderstorm warning is for much of the area until later on tonight at 10 o'clock. So if you're out and about, depending on where you are and when it hits and all that stuff, obviously, be careful. Take heed of warning. Don't do anything stupid. Don't be reckless. Don't be driving like a maniac. All of that stuff. Y'all know what the deal is. It's hard enough out there when you're driving on the highways and the roads and you're dealing with all the idiots out there. You don't need idiocy when there's a severe thunderstorm warning and what it could lead to, fallen trees and, hydroplaning and all that stuff. So just be careful out there. High winds, all that stuff. Do the right thing. Stay home if you can. That helps. All right. Before we get into the RFK situation, which took another turn yesterday, why don't we go back out to the phone lines and why don't we get to MC in Herndon on line two before we get to Paulie. What's up, MC? How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. I have a couple questions about your comments on Ace.
Yeah.
How do you know what he's thinking after he got drafted? You don't know.
I don't know. I don't know exactly.
My second question is
How do you know what he's thinking?
I'm thinking he's blessed to be drafted. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. That did not come across in that answer. He was asked a direct question, are you happy to go to Utah? And he gave a bunch of verbal diarrhea. Let's be honest. Okay. What was reported, what we heard, what we saw, out of Ace Bailey before the draft and then refusing to work out with Utah. Not that again, that's an end all be all, but that's a sign, right? Supposedly and reportedly, he wanted to go to Washington or Brooklyn for whatever reason. Maybe he's just a big city guy. Maybe he's an East Coast guy. Fair. All of that, right? He went to Rutgers, for God's sakes. I mean, it's not like he went to a basketball factory. Maybe he's just an East Coast guy. He was at Citi Field the other night in a Mets jersey throwing out the first pitch. I'm sure he's a decent guy, right? But if using logic and common sense, do you actually believe in your heart of hearts that he is happy to be in Salt Lake City, Utah, playing for the Utah Jazz? A terrible team in a city that just quite honestly is not a popular city to live in. Even though I'm sure, and I've been there once, I've seen some of the scenery. It's beautiful if you're open to those type of things, but it is not for everyone because of the Mormon religion and because of the cold weather and the snow and all of that stuff.
Well, we will find out soon enough about that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out. Sure. But I don't have 3 years to wait to make an analysis. I mean, I'll raise my hand if I'm wrong and say, hey, man, I worked out way better than I thought it was. But, he had every opportunity to say, hey, I'm thrilled to be the number 5 overall pick in the NBA and to play for the Utah Jazz. Had every opportunity to do that with that question from Zach Gelb. And he in no way, shape or form gave any indication that he was happy to be a member of the Utah Jazz.
Well, we'll find out about that. My second question is, why would the Wizards draft another 6'5 guy when they got a bench full of those guys? Why didn't they go after the 7-footer from Duke
Well, it wasn't
a big man at Georgetown.
Are you talking about with the number six pick, or are you talking about with the trade that they
made?
So you're talking about with the number six pick, right? Okay.
Exactly.
All right, so here's the thing. When you look at, okay, Trey Johnson, yes, they have some of those pieces already, but that dude is an electric scorer. He's an electric playmaker with the rock, okay? I think the Wizards have pieces. They don't have that. They don't have that. They have nice pieces. They don't have that. And that's why.
And who's the player development coach on the Wizards?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
You don't know?
Yeah.
What you mean you don't know?
Am I responsible for knowing 100% of everything?
Well, if you're going to speak about something, you should have everything you need
to
know.
I should know every single member of the organization, right?
It's a local team.
Okay. All right. How do you not know?
You know everything about Utah, that they're Mormons and all this, but you don't know who the player development coach is?
Yeah.
For the Wizards?
You know what, MC? I'm glad you haven't called a lot before, because you don't make any sense. Thank you. Who is the Wizards player development coach? I don't know. I didn't know.
And then upset with you because you don't know.
Yeah, I didn't realize that I'm required to know every single coach, assistant, and member of every organization just because they're the local team. I didn't realize that. Sorry. But I'll look it up for you. Here's what I know. Whoever the Wizards player development coach is not the person of significance that you probably think. Okay, but I'll look it up for you after the break, and I'll have an answer for you on the other side. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We'll hear from Paulie next, and then we'll get into this RFK mess and the newest and latest layers, if you will, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, round two of the NBA draft is coming up later on today from Brooklyn, and the Wizards back into it after the trade with the Utah Jazz last night at number 18, switching to number 21, picking up Will Riley, the Canadian-born and Illinois product. They also picked up pick number 43 and two future second-round picks in later years. So four for the price of one, and that means the Wizards, again, have the number 43 pick. Stay tuned throughout the day. We will have any details and any moves that the Wizards made and analysis continuing. Meanwhile, the NHL draft is tomorrow night in Los Angeles. The New York Islanders have the number one overall pick. The Caps have five picks on the weekend. They've already lost out on a couple of potential enticing trade acquisitions. But now, good news from the NHL and the NHLPA. They are apparently in the final stages of extending the CBA in the league, according to Emily Kaplan, to 2030 and upping their regular season for whatever reason to an 84-game regular season as opposed to 82. So that's the big news from the league. Certainly the league getting healthier as we speak. And from the stadium game, right, this is not good in terms of the Commanders and their hopes to get a new stadium built at RFK, but the Cincinnati Bengals apparently are taking a big step with Hamilton County, Ohio, which was in doubt earlier this week. Apparently the Board of County Commissioners approving a tentative deal for a $470 million agreement that would keep the Bengals at their current stadium, Paycor, through at least 2036. And that's what's trending right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, before we get to Paulie, we had a pain in the ass caller that thought he knew everything because he was mad that I was concerned about Ace Bailey not wanting to play in Salt Lake City, which he knew nothing, but just wanted to make sure that I or that he thought, hey, man, you don't know anything, and you're being unfair to a player for no reason. Okay, we can move past that. That's a difference of opinion. He knows nothing. I'm not saying I know anything other than what has been reported and what Ace Bailey said on the record last night when directly asked. We can move past that. But then he said, how do you not know who the Wizards director of player development is? When I said, I didn't know. Well, we did some research. The former director of player development left for the San Francisco Valkyries of the WNBA. And currently, right here and right now, on the Wizards official website, AMAC and I spent the entire break trying to find this. They don't list a director of player development, unless we're missing it. They have Will Dawkins, Travis Schlenk, who's the senior VP of player personnel, Frank Ross, VP of college personnel, Johnny Rogers, VP of pro personnel, Tony DeLeo, senior director of college personnel, Anton Jameson, I think people know him, senior director of pro personnel, Tion Watson, director of scouter operations, Alex Arnault, director of personnel intelligence, Ben Eidelberg, director of strategy and analytics, Zane Jaffrey, a data scientist, a doctor, who's the director of player health, Powell Bernard, a senior physical therapist. You get the point. Strength and conditioning coach, Kyle Moshkin, Brian Thompson is a senior director of security. If they had a director of player development, I'd have to think that that guy would be listed in that group, being that on the website, they have, an area for front office. That's a front office position. Maybe again, they just haven't hired somebody new for that particular position. I don't know. There is, in Monumental Basketball, somebody that might kind of fill this. Mark Simpson, a vice president of player performance. But that's it. That's it, guys. That's it. How did I not know that? AMAC, I suck.
Yeah, I guess
so. I'm terrible at my job. How did you not know that, Rooster?
In order to have any opinion on the radio, I guess the prerequisite is knowing every single detail and every position and every front office position of the team that you're talking about.
Yeah, because we're not only talking about the Wizards. We're talking about Monumental Basketball, which is the Wizards. It's the Capital City Go-Go. It's the Washington Mystics. Come on. Think about how ridiculous that criticism was. And then think, oh, wait a second, the thing that I was accusing you of not knowing, there isn't even one of those. There used to be. He left for the San Francisco Valkyries. There used to be. But according to their official website and current listings, there's none.
Also, I would like to point out that he's upset with you for what most of the world is saying. Like, going into the draft, everyone was saying Ace Bailey does not want to go to Utah. Ace Bailey does not want to. He rejected Utah.
Yes.
And then we hear someone ask him straight up, do you want to go to Utah? And there was no yes or no question.
Right.
And we're just inferring.
We played the audio twice so we could understand clearly what he didn't say, which was, hey, man, directly, are you cool with it? It looks like you're Zach even led him into saying, hey, man, looks like you got a smile on your face or looks like you're happy. And the dude couldn't even BS his way through it.
Couldn't even lie and say I am
happy. Exactly. And yet I'm to blame. Let's see what Paulie wants to blame me for here on a Thursday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, and then we'll get to RFK after this. Hello, Paulie. How are you?
Yeah, hail to the W, man. Hey, good job, MC. Good job. You got the loosest tidy whities in the bunch.
Hey, Paulie,
much
to your
great
chagrin,
job.
I don't wear tidy whities, man.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. That's not what Linnell said. But look, that's neither here nor there. Let me say this, man. I'm going to answer MC's question before I get to talk about you. But the reason why they drafted Trey Johnson is Ace Bailey wasn't there. That's why they drafted Trey Johnson, number one. Number two, they drafted him another 6'5 player because none of the other 6'5 players has actually stood out to say that, okay, we're good right here, so let's go get a big man. And when you're drafting in that position, you got to draft the best basketball player available, the guy who can put the ball in the basket. You know what I mean? So that's why they drafted him. And it was a good pick. It was a hell of a pick. I mean, I like the pick. I like Trey Johnson. Ace Bailey, to me, was the best, second best talent in the draft behind Cooper Flagg, but it didn't work out that way. Now, let's get back to you. He's right, though. Because it's like you and your little sidekick over there, what was the man supposed to say? You all just said it. Reports were he didn't want to go to Utah. He didn't work out for Utah. And Danny Ainge, the most antagonizing player, front office person ever in the history of the NBA, what did he do? Took him anyways. So why would he go up there and lie and be disingenuous about how he felt? It's no different from when Stevie Franchise got drafted by Vancouver.
Yeah.
And he said, he didn't come up there and trash Vancouver, but behind closed doors, he got himself up out of there to Houston. No different from Kobe Bryant putting the whole league on notice saying, well, if y'all draft me, just know you're going to have to trade me to the Lakers because that's where I want to go. You know what I mean? But he didn't trash any of the franchises. He didn't trash the Hornets when they drafted him. He just already put it out there, like, I'm going to the Lakers, so if you take me, just know you're taking me to train me. So I don't see where the criticism comes from of he didn't answer the question. But to me, that was the most professional thing to do. It was not to give a direct answer to a direct question when everybody knew that's where he didn't want to go. So to me, that was a good answer. He danced around the question. And obviously, he was happy to be drafted. They all were. Nobody had a smile on his face because in his mind, he was thinking about the zeros next to that check he was about to get. Mm-hmm. As far as him wanting to go to be in Utah, who wants to be? Donovan Mitchell didn't even want to stay in Utah, and they had a winning team.
Yeah.
So to criticize this man is crazy.
Wait a second.
Slow I didn't down. Criticize okay. him. I just want to point that out. I did not criticize him at all.
You did criticize
no.
him.
I criticized him for the way
he
went.
I just sat here and listened to both of y'all say that he was asking the right question.
I criticized him for the way he danced around the question. Hey, listen.
What's the criticism for
listen,
that, though?
Listen, Paulie. Paulie, take a breath, for God's sake. Shut up. I mean, he could have answered it in a much more professional way. He could have said, you know what? I'm just happy to be the number five overall pick of the Utah Jazz. I'm going to do the best I can. He could have said something similar to that instead of like me and my team. We play basketball, whatever. You don't have to say I love Utah. You don't have to say I love Salt Lake City. You don't have to say I wanted nothing to do with Salt Lake City. Again, like you said, everyone knew that. And why would you want to go to Salt Lake City? Why would you want to go to Salt Lake City? He's an East Coast guy. Play the freaking Rutgers, for God's sakes.
He's an East Coast guy. He didn't want to go to, He didn't want to go to Utah because Utah is the place where people go to die. Players go to
I mean, did Karl Malone and John Stockton go to die there?
Mitchell.
Huh?
Donovan Mitchell for the winning team, and he didn't want
to. You seem to forget about Karl Malone. You seem to forget about Karl Malone.
You're talking about 30 years ago. What are you talking about? You're talking about 25 years ago. It's a different environment.
Oh, yeah. It's different.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's a different city. Completely different city.
Listen to y'all criticize him because he didn't lie and say, I'm happy to be with Utah. He didn't want to be there.
Can I jump in, Rooster? Because I want to clarify. My point is, you're creating a story by getting up there after everyone says, hey, you don't want to go here. This is why you fail in the draft. Instead of going up there, like you pointed out, Rooster, and saying, kind of deflecting, like, hey, I'm just happy to be drafted. I'm ready to play ball. You don't answer one way or the other, and it just alludes to the fact that everybody is saying, hey, this guy may be a problem. No one's criticizing him as a person. We're just saying by you, what you said on that podium enhances the story of Ace Bailey might be a problem. I don't have a thought either way. I'm just highlighting the fact that his non-answer is a more of a story and creating more of an issue around this program already. That's all I'm saying.
The story was already out there, and if he went up there and he told out, he said how he really felt, y'all be criticizing him for that. Well, he doesn't want it. Well, he said, how can he go out and trash the team that drafted him with the fifth pick and giving him all his money? And he has the nerve.
As usual, your hyperbole, you are blowing this out of proportion. Nobody asked him to go out there and sing a song about the Utah Jazz of Salt Lake City. Nobody asked him to do that. Act like a professional, answer the damn question, and say, I'm happy to be the number five overall pick of the Utah Jazz. You don't even have to say, I'm happy to go to the Salt Lake City. You don't have to say anything about Salt Lake City, Utah, and being a young man in Salt Lake City at the age of 19.
Gave a professional answer. I don't want to be, he didn't want to be there, but he didn't trash the team. He didn't trash the pick. That was a professional.
Well, then
answer.
We're going to let his actions, we're going to let his actions speak for him, okay?
Because
I'm telling you the way this kid is operating already, he is going to be a problem, and he is going to be a problem child to deal with out in Salt Lake City. I would have never made that pick if I was them. That's on them. I don't care enough about them to be more upset about it than I am. I was just simply pointing out the guy didn't give any sort of direct answer whatsoever and could have, obviously, because he knew it had to be coming. And he knew that somebody was going to ask about, maybe a surprise, being the number five overall pick of the Utah Jazz, a team that stinks, number one, because they were obviously tied with the Wizards for the highest lottery odds. Stinks, number one, and two, a city that, let's be honest, a lot of young men, black or white, but especially if you're black, do not want to be in, period. Right.
There you go. You tell the truth. Don't talk around it. Don't dance around it.
I didn't. Well, I don't think I talked around it or danced around it. All right, I got to go. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you, and I'm tired of who was the other clown? MC and Herndon?
Yeah.
I mean, what a clown show this has evolved into. Hopefully we'll have some intelligent points of view coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, everybody, wrapping up the NBA draft conversation, at least for today, I wanted to bring you this from The Athletic and Sam Vecenie, I believe is how you say his last name, who we invited on the show late last night. I just haven't heard back from him yet. Maybe we will be able to hook up on that at a different time. But this was also from his scouting assessment, as it says in The Athletic, and John Hollinger, who is a front office insider for The Athletic, and they were basically grading every pick. So just let me quickly give you what they wrote on the Wizards' number six overall pick of Trey Johnson. Thank you. Of Trey Johnson. So Vicenni, who ranked him fifth overall, going number six, 6'5 guard, 19 years old, everybody knows that, said, "I'm a believer in Johnson's game and demeanor. I respect the way he goes about his craft and thinks he's going to keep getting better as he ages. Ultimately, two things will be key to reaching his upside. First, he's going to have to get stronger." You will get stronger in the NBA. "He needs to be able to displace players on his drives a bit more effectively. He's not afraid of contact. The good news there is he's only 19 and he's a worker. He'll get stronger. The second point is we'll simply be fit. It would behoove him to land in a situation that allows him to streamline his offensive game early into being more of a high-level floor spacer and movement shooter who attacks off of closeouts as opposed to being tasked with creating a significant amount of his team's offense. Hopefully that'll allow him to get minutes on the court early, then continue to flow into the rest of his game off the bounce and where he can use the threat of his shot." He kind of referred to him as a bigger version of Malik Beasley, saying he didn't view that as a negative. He's a definite NBA starter, so on and so forth. And he said there is a chance that he develops into a 25-point-per-game guy and potentially reaches the All-Star game. Hollinger said, was talking about he wasn't as high on Johnson as others, but the Wizards need help across the board, and he was the best player available on several public draft boards. Washington now has a sure fit of shooting guards with CJ McCollum, Marcus Smart, and Bob Carrington, but trades will likely have worked that out via mid-season. And real quickly, just before we hit the top of the hour here, in terms of the draft pick that we, kind of more been focusing on after the trade from number 18 to number 21. And again, that Utah Jazz team where Ace Bailey does not want to play. And that's Will Riley. And Vicenni, again, of The Athletic said, and I'll just give you a highlight here. "I ended up a bit higher on Riley than I expected coming into the draft, because largely I love the growth within his offensive game throughout the season. He's fearless as a driver and can play as a secondary creator. He also showed a better understanding of how to make passing reads than I expected this year, and he has a really natural feel for the games." He said he worries that his frame won't allow him to consistently play through contact at the NBA level, which is fine. He's a little bit thin, but he will get bigger, probably 190, 195, as he develops body-wise. And he says, "Ultimately, I buy that Riley has a chance to be a good NBA player. I'm not sure that I'd want to be the team that has to draft and develop him." Well, okay, I understand. Hollinger said the Wizards moved, in the trade, and they detail the trade. "The organization has shown a consistent preference for working with raw clay, even if it means younger players aren't filled out physically, and they gave parallels to the choice of Bob Carrington last year." Said Washington got a great return on its move down three spots in the draft, but I'm not as bullish on Riley's game. All right, that's fair. I mean, listen, everybody's going to have a different opinion. The great news is we get to see it play out, and we get to see it proven. 3 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. One more hour to go. We'll put the NBA draft talk to bed for right now. We'll get to the RFK mess next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.